From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. A report says the number of people throughout the world who were uprooted from their homes due to conflicts and natural disasters stood at a record 40.8 million last year, the highest figure ever recorded. The Norwegian Refugee Council's Internal Displacement Monitoring Center, the IDMC, reported Wednesday that 27.8 million people were internally displaced in just 2015. The report found an average of 66,000 people were uprooted daily in 2015, enough last year to equal the combined populations of New York City, London, Paris, and Cairo. The Secretary General of the Council said the world is in a tremendous displacement crisis that is relentlessly building year after year, and now too many places have the perfect storm of conflict and/or disasters. A car bomb ripped through a market in the Shiite area of North Baghdad on Wednesday. The blast killed at least 75 people, and more than 40 have been reported wounded. The explosion struck the Sadr City market during the morning rush. According to officials, several cars and nearby buildings were also heavily damaged. Islamic State has claimed responsibility. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton has a $30 billion plan to diversify the economies of U.S. coal towns. Voters in the state of West Virginia, second to the nation in coal production, do not care. The former Secretary of State lost her party's primary Tuesday, while businessman Donald Trump cruised to victory on the Republican ballot. Trump, who promised to bring coal jobs back, got nearly twice as many overall votes as Clinton did in her race against Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Patrick Hickey, an assistant professor of political science at West Virginia University, told VOA he expects a similar vote in November. This is VOA. The son of a former prime minister of Pakistan returned from Afghanistan Wednesday, a day after he was rescued from Al-Qaeda-linked kidnappers. A special Pakistani aircraft brought Ali Haider Gilani back from Kabul and landed at the airport in the eastern city of Lahore, where family members received him amid tight security. Speaking to reporters, Gilani thanked those who helped in his release.
I would also like to thank U.S. forces, which at the critical moments of my release provided me with shelter, food, and medical care.
Gilani was abducted at gunpoint during an election rally in his hometown 3 years ago. President Barack Obama plans to visit Hiroshima, Japan on May 27th, becoming the first sitting U.S. president to go to the city, where an American warplane dropped the world's first atomic bomb in 1945 during World War II. The White House says Mr. Obama will visit Hiroshima with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe at the end of a May 21st to 28th trip to Vietnam and Japan. White House spokesman Josh Earnest spoke to reporters about the trip.
If you would have imagined that one of our closest partners and allies in Asia was Japan just 70 years ago, it would have been very difficult to imagine given the hostilities between our two countries. But yet that's exactly what has occurred.
Advisor Ben Rhodes says the president will not revisit the decision to use the atomic bomb at the end of World War II. Instead, he will offer a forward-looking vision focused on a shared future with Japan. Voters in the Philippines have elected the country's first transgendered politician into office. Geraldine Roman won the seat in the 1st District of Northern Bataan Province following Monday's election. She will become the highest-ranking openly LGBT politician in the Philippines, a country which is heavily influenced by the Catholic religion, and the church restricts divorce, abortion, and same-sex marriage. Roman said her experience showed that the politics of hatred, bigotry, and discrimination did not prevail, adding that what triumphed was acceptance, love, and tolerance. Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff could be only hours away from suspension of office as the country's Senate begins to debate on whether to put her on trial. Latin American analyst Sean Burgess of the Australian National University comments.
I don't think she's going to survive this. She's right. It's a political trial. An impeachment is always a political trial. And the way things are stacked with the political system in Brazil, it's highly unlikely that she's going to survive at this point.
The vote on suspending Rousseff and beginning an impeachment trial is expected late Wednesday night or early Thursday. For more news, visit our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.